title, I Believe the Resurrection of the Body.
And
this is from the
Apostles' Creed.
Apostles' Creed, yes.
所以什么是复活？神讲到什么是活？活啊！当神造我们人是有灵的活人，我们人是有身体和灵魂的。
What is the resurrection? What is the life? When God created our humans, He created us with a life, with the living spirit.
所以我们有身体和灵魂两部分组成。
So we have two parts. We have the body, we have the soul.
所以当神造我们的身体从泥土向这个身体吹口气，这个身体就成为有灵的活人。
So when God created us, He created us from the dust to become our body. And He breathed into our nose. And so we have a spirit, we have a soul in our life.
所以讲到活就讲到死。 那什么是死呢?
If we talk about the life, we also have a death. What is death?
有两个死亡。
So there are two deaths.
一个是看得见的死亡。
The first death, it's visible.
是身体的死亡。
It's the body.
第二个死亡是看不见的。
The other death, it's invisible.
是灵魂的死亡。
It's the death of the soul.
所以当我们的先祖亚当 他违背神，他吃了那个禁果的时候，神说：“你吃的那日必定死。”那就是他的灵魂与神隔绝。So
when our ancestor Adam and he ate the forbidden fruit, and God said, "The day when you ate the fruit, you must die, and that is the death of the soul."
所以死亡就是分离。Death
means separation.
当我们的灵魂与神分离的时候，我们的灵魂就是死的。When
our soul separated from God, our soul died.
那当我们的身体与灵魂分离的时候，我们身体也是死的。When
our body separated from our soul, our body died.
所以我信身体复活，就是这个身体啊，灵魂又重新回到身体里边，就身体又活过来。
What we believe the body is alive again means that our soul come back to the body so that our body become resurrected.
好,这段圣经记载在哥林多前书第15章。
This is recorded in 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
在第15章里边,保罗从第一节到第11节先讲到耶稣基督的受死和复活。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Paul talked about Jesus Christ, his death and his resurrection.
他的受死和复活的意义是什么?
And what's Jesus Christ's death and the resurrection? What's the meaning of it?
为什么他的复活这么重要?
Why his resurrection is so important?
而他要让所有人都看见。
Because he also wants everybody to see it.
让许多人看见。
And many people see it.
那接着他就讲到说，耶稣基督的复活直接跟我们的复活有关系。And
it also said that the resurrection of Jesus Christ related to the resurrections of our body.
因为当时哥林多人说，耶稣基督的复活我相信，但是我们也能够复活，我没有看到，我不信。Because
some of the Corinthians at that time said that we believe Jesus Christ's resurrection, but we don't believe our own resurrection because we cannot see it.
所以保罗就说，如果你不相信死人复活，你也就不相信耶稣基督的复活。That's
why Paul said, if you don't believe the resurrection of the dead body, and you will not believe Jesus Christ's resurrection.
所以，相信耶稣的复活，也必让我们相信。
So if we believe the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we would believe the resurrection of our body when Jesus comes.
所以接着他又回答了两个问题，说那什么时候我们身体复活呢？
And then,
按照什么次序复活呢？
And then he also answered two questions. The first, when will our body be resurrected? And the second is that, what is the order of our resurrection?
那最后啊，哥林多人还有一个问题说，我们的身体都已经埋到土里，都朽坏了，都被野兽吃掉了，有的身体，那怎么复活呢？这个复活身体是什么呢？
And the third question the Corinthians asked is that our body already died, already decayed into dust. How can our body be resurrected? What kind of body will be resurrected?
我们今天我们很多的人很多的我们的安葬都是火化了，都被烧成灰了，怎么可能复活呢？
And today, many of our people when died, we will be cremated.And how it become ashes? How can our body be resurrected? What kind of body will be when it is resurrected?
So, 今天我们分三个来讲。第一是耶稣基督的复活。
And we will talk about three parts today. And the first part we will talk about the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
第二，我们讲所有的人相信的人都要复活。
And the second part we will talk about the,All of the people who believe Jesus Christ will also be resurrected.
我们复活的身体是能够继承神的国的。
And our resurrected body can inherit the kingdom of God.
好，我们先来看基督复活了。
So first, we will talk about the Christ resurrection.
我们来读这圣经啊，我挑了一些啊，第二节、第三节、第五节啊。
So we will read the First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 2, start verse 2 to verse 5.
并且你们若不是突然相信，所以能持守我传给你们的，我就必因这福音得救。我当日所领受又传给你们的第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了而且埋葬了又照圣经所说第三天复活了并且显给基法看然后显给十二个使徒看后来一时显给五百多弟兄看以后显给雅各看再显给众使徒看末了也显给我看我们如此传你们也如此信
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 2, it said, By this gospel you are saved, if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you. Otherwise, you have believed in vain. For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Jesus Christ died for our sins, according to the scripture, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day, according to the scripture.And that he appeared to Peter, and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers at the same time, most of whom are still living. Though some have fallen asleep, then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. And last of all, he appeared to me also as to one abnormally born. For I am...the least of the apostles, and do not even deserve to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me.
最后一句是啊
，Whether then it was me, it was I, or they, this is what we preach, and this is what you believe.
所以我们如此传，你们也如此信。啊，这是最后一句。所以这段圣经讲到说，这个福音是可以让我们得救的。啊，我们如果持守这个福音，持守到底，持守到最后，我们就会得救。福音是什么呢？
So this gospel tells us that we can be saved. And if we believe this gospel to the end, we will be resurrected.
那福音是什么呢？就保罗用最简单的来讲，耶稣为我们的罪死，第三天复活。
So what is this gospel? And Paul put it in a very simple manner, is that Jesus Christ died for our sin, and for the third day he raised again.
接着他花了很大的篇幅说，我们这耶稣的复活，我们很多人都看见了，有五百多个弟兄都看见了。
And then Paul spent some time to explain that the resurrection of Jesus Christ actually has been seen by many people, by the 12 apostles, even by me, myself.
所以耶稣基督为什么向他这么多人显现，而且多次的向他们显现，让他们看见，不但看见，而且摸到。
So why Jesus Christ, after he resurrected, he showed to many people, not just show to them, he also want them to touch him.
所以耶稣基督让他们确实的相信耶稣已经复活，基督已经复活了。
Jesus Christ want them to firmly believe that he is resurrected. He is resurrected.
因为耶稣基督的复活是一个证据。
Because Jesus Christ's resurrection, it's a proof, it's an evidence.
它是耶稣基督跟普通人不一样的一个证据。
It's an evidence that God, Jesus Christ, he is different from our human.
他外表上看就是一个完全的人。
From his appearance, he has the flesh.
他就是一个完全的人。
He is a completely human.
但是他不仅仅是完全的人，他又是完全的神。
But he's more than a human. He is God.
他的本质上他是完全的神。
And in a sense,He is God.
他是完全的神与完全的人的完美的结合。
He is the perfect, incarnation of human in God.
世上很多人都死了。
And in this world, many people died.
每一个人都要死。
Everyone will die.
没有一个人能够复活。
No, nobody can escape death.
因为我们的耶稣基督复活了，就证明他是神的儿子，他是神。
Because Jesus Christ died and then he resurrected, that proved that he is God, he's God's son.
第二个证据是耶稣基督的复活是证明他胜过了罪和死亡。
The second, Jesus Christ's resurrection shows that he overcome the death, overcome the sin.
所以耶稣基督让这些人看见，看见以后让他们相信，相信以后让他们去传扬。
So Jesus Christ want everybody to see his resurrection and believe his resurrection and then spread the gospel of his resurrection.
所以保罗说，我们如此传，你们也如此信。
So Paul said, we preached this way and you believe this way.
所以保罗传的核心是什么呢？就是耶稣基督他已经复活了。
So what is the theme of Paul's message?Paul's message is that Jesus Christ resurrected.
他的复活就证明他已经胜过罪，胜过死亡。
His resurrection overcome the, shows that he overcome the sin, overcome the death.
那这些哥林多人说，好，保罗你说你看见了，而且这么多人看见了，我们相信，但是你说我们也要复活，我们觉得不可信。
So the...For the Corinthians said to Paul that, yes, you said Jesus Christ is resurrected and many people saw it and we believe that, but we don't believe we can be resurrected as well.
所以保罗就说，如果你们不相信死人复活，那基督也就没有复活，因为基督是完全的人。
So Paul told them that if you don't believe man will be resurrected, and then you will not believe Jesus Christ be resurrected because Jesus Christ is a completely human.
所以你们说你们相信耶稣基督复活，那就是啊，相信的是一个啊，是一个不正确的相信。
So if you say Jesus Christ is resurrected, you don't believe man can be resurrected, then your belief is not correct.
所以你们信的是枉然。
And then your belief is in vain.
所以你们的罪还在你们中间。
And your sin will be still with you.
为什么当我们不相信耶稣的复活，我们的罪就还在我们的身上呢？
Why, if we don't believe Jesus Christ's resurrection, the sin will be still upon us?
因为耶稣基督胜过死亡、胜过罪的证据，不能够在你的生命中被彰显出来。
Because Jesus Christ's resurrection, this evidence, this is not growing in you, and you cannot live out of it.
所以，你如果要相信耶稣基督复活，你一定也会相信。死人复活。
So if you believe Jesus Christ's resurrection, and you have to believe the dead can be arisen again.
好，那第三点说，那我们什么时候复活呢？保罗又回答这个问题。
So third, and the Corinthians asked, when will you be resurrected? And Paul asked the question.
好，我们一起来读这段圣经。
Let's read this verses.
所以保罗说，但基督已经从死里复活了。基督已经复活了。保罗写这封书信的时候，基督复活已经是过去时了，成了睡了之人出熟的果子。睡了之人就是死了的人啊。死既因一人而来，死人复活也是因一人而来。在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里也都要复活，但个人是按照自己的次序复活。出熟的果子是基督，以后在他来的时候是那些属基督的，再后末期到了，那时基督即将一切执政的、掌权的、有能的都毁灭了，就把国交与父神，因为基督必要做王，等神把一切仇敌都放在他的脚下，尽末了所毁灭的仇敌就是罪。
First Corinthians chapter 15 verse 20.But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, and the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead came also through a man. For as in Adam all died, so in Christ all will be made alive. But each in his own turn, Christ, the first fruits, then when he comes,those who belong to him, then the end will come when he hands over the kingdom of God, the Father, after he has destroyed all dominions, authority, and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death.For he has put everything under his feet. Now, when it says that everything has been put under him, it is clear that this does not include God himself, who put everything under Christ. When he has done this, then the Son himself will be made subject to him, who put everything under him, so that God may be all in all.
Amen.所以基督他已经复活了，他的复活呢是成了死了的人，睡了的人就是死了的人。那我会一会儿会讲为什么说睡了的人，死了人是睡了，出熟的果子。
So Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, and the first fruit of those who have fallen asleep.
所以耶稣基督常常说他睡了，其实是死了。所以死了对神来说就是睡了。
And Jesus Christ always said, fall into sleep. In God, the death is really falling into sleep.
当我们人睡着了，我们知道他还会醒过来。
We know that if a person falls into sleep, he will wake up again.
同样，今天在主里边死了的人，将来都要醒过来，都要复活。
So today, if those who believe Jesus Christ, they died, they will be resurrected again. They will be alive again when Jesus comes.
所以死了的人只是睡一个很长很长的觉。
So the people who died really just fall into sleep and sleep for a long time until Jesus comes.
所以基督呢成了初熟的果子、啊、初熟的果子就是首先成熟的果子。
And Jesus Christ becomes the first fruit. The first fruit means the fruit that become a grape the first time.
希伯来人呢，他们要把初熟的果子献给神。
So the Hebrews, they want to harvest the first fruit to be sacrificed to God.
也把头生的献给神。
They want to be present the firstborn to God.
这初熟的果子就代表后来那些熟的果子都献给神。
And it means that if you present the first fruit as a sacrifice to God, that means all the later fruits will be also belong to God.
所以耶稣基督的复活呢是第一个复活的，它代表的是所有的圣徒的复活。
So Jesus Christ's resurrection represents all the resurrection from the saint after him.
死是因一个人亚当而来的。
Death is from the one man. It's Adam.
因着亚当违背神，不信神，所以他就与神隔绝了。
Because Adam disobeyed God.And he was separated from God.
所有的人类当亚当犯罪的时候是在亚当里边。
All the humans who was sinned against God, they are in Adam.
他们虽然还没有出生，但是在神的眼中是在亚当里边。
And even before they were born, in God's eyes, they were in Adam.
所以因着亚当一个人犯罪，整个人类都与神隔绝了。
Because the sin from Adam, all humans are separated from God.
所以死呢，就是与神隔绝，我们的灵魂与神隔绝。
So death means separation from God and our soul from God.
所以死因亚当一人而来。
And death is because from one man, Adam.
同样、啊、这里有一个字很重要的，同样死人复活。也是因一人而来。
And so that the resurrection is also from one person.
是因耶稣基督而来。
It's from Jesus Christ.
是因着耶稣基督的复活，我们要与他一同复活。
Because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we will be resurrected with him.
所以在亚当里人都死了，照样、啊、在这里有个照样，在基督里众人也都要复活。
So in Adam, all human died, and in Jesus Christ, all believe him will be resurrected.
那下面讲说，那复活的次序是什么呢？
So what is the order of the resurrection?
什么时候我们能够复活呢？
When will you be resurrected?
这个是很重要的。
And this is very important.
我们来看，说是按照个人每个人都有自己复活的时间和次序。
So there is an order for everyone, for everybody.
第一个复活的是耶稣基督。
The first was resurrected is Jesus Christ.
其他的圣徒什么时候复活呢？是耶稣再来的时候。
And all the other saints, they will be resurrected when Jesus comes again.
所以以后在他来的时候，在耶稣再来的时候，是那些属基督的人。
So when Jesus Christ comes again, and all those that belong to him will be resurrected.
是那些圣徒，是那些、啊、头上额上没有、啊、这个仇敌的印记的人。
So all the saints, all those who have not been marked on their forehead, they will be resurrected.、
啊、在启示录二十章讲到说是为主殉道的那些圣徒。
In Revelation chapter 20, it is all those saints.Who died for Christ, they will be resurrected.、
嗯、所以这是、啊、第一次的复活。
This is the first resurrection.
那下边呢，再后末期到了的时候。
So the next resurrection is the resurrection when the end comes.
所以开始的圣徒，耶稣再来的时候复活做什么呢？与主作王一千年。
So the first resurrected saints, what do they do? They will be with God, with Jesus Christ, to be king, reign the world for 1,000 years.
当最后末期到了，这个世界的末日到了。
When the end come，
当这个末日到了呢，耶稣基督呢要把所有的死人全部的复活。
And when it come， Jesus Christ will resurrect all the dead。
不管你是信耶稣的，不信耶稣的，都要复活。
No matter you believe or you don't believe，
因为耶稣要胜过死亡。
And all will be resurrected because Jesus Christ will overcome death。
如果你的名字记在生命册上
，If your name is in the book of life，
你的行为被记录下来的是经过审判以后是合格的，是能够进到回到天家的，复活得生，是按照行为来审判我们。
And if your deed is judged。If your deed is judged as the just in God's eyes, you will be resurrected.
所以圣经说，这个行善的复活得生。
So the scripture said, for those who do good will be in God, will be resurrected.
所以作恶的复活定罪。
And those who do evil will be resurrected and then to be judged to permanent death.
所以这是第二次的复活。
And this is the second death.
这个复活如果被定罪的话，你就被扔到硫磺的火湖里边去。
In the second death, if you be judged to die, and you will be thrown to the fire, the sulfur fire, and forever.
所以复活的次序是耶稣基督已经复活了。
And the order of a resurrection is that Jesus Christ will resurrect first.
当耶稣将来再来的时候，那些圣徒，那些最讨神喜悦的他的儿女，与耶稣基督首先复活，第一次的复活。
And when Jesus comes again, those who Jesus loved, those saints,will be resurrected first.
然后与主作王一千年。
And they will be with God to reign this kingdom, his kingdom for 100 years.
末期到了的时候，神要把所有的人全部的复活。
When the end comes, all humans will be resurrected.
所有的人都要面对白色大宝座的审判。
All humans will face the crown, face the throne toreceive the judgment.
我们感谢主。那下面最后一个问题是说，那带着什么身体复活呢？
So the third question, the Corinthians has asked, so what kind of body will be resurrected?
复活的身体是不朽坏的，不死的。
So the resurrected body is never died again, it will never decay.
好，35节、36节，说，会有人问死人怎么样复活，带着什么身体来呢？
So verse 35 here, somebody asked, how are the dead raised? With what kind of body will they come?
保罗回答说，无知的人啊，你所种的若不死就不能生。
So Paul answered, how foolish, what you sow does not come to life until it die.
好，我们跳到第42节，说同样的，死人复活也是这样。
So、we,
所种的是必朽坏的，复活的是不朽坏的。
So we jump to verse 42. It said, "So will it be with the resurrection of the dead? The body that is sown is perishable; it is raised imperishable."
所以这些人说，我的身体都没了，都变成枯骨了，甚至于。都被烧成灰了，甚至于被野兽吃掉了，那身体都没有了，怎么可能再复活呢？
So these people asked, our body when we died become dust, become ashes, or maybe eaten by animals. How can our body be resurrected again?
保罗用一个比喻我们都知道，我们都种东西，这个种子种到地下。种子就腐烂了。
So Paul used a parable. he used a parable of the seed to show the resurrection. When the seed planted into soil, it died, but a new life come out of it.
所以保罗说，所种的若不死，若不腐烂，这个新的植物就不能生出来。
So Paul said that if the seed does not decay, if the seed does not die, the new life will not come out.
所以同样的，我们这个身体如果是必朽坏、必朽坏的，那复活的呢是不朽坏的，是不一样的身体。
So in the same way, our body is our earthly body is perishable, but the newly resurrected body is imperishable.
所以什么样的身体是复活的身体呢？
So what kind of body is a resurrected body?
所以复活的身体是与我们这个身体不一样的身体。
So the resurrected body is different from our flesh. Our
我们今天这个身体是会朽坏的。
Our today's body is perishable.
会生病的。
And it can be sick.
会死亡的。
And it will die.
但是那个复活的身体是不朽坏的。
But that resurrected body is imperishable.
是不死的。
It never die.
原因我们这个身体是被罪所这个破坏的身体。
Because our earthly body is corrupted by sin.
所以将来所有的人都要要进到新天新地，必须有这个新的身体，复活的身体。
So all those who will go into the new world with Jesus Christ must have an imperishable body.
好，我们看第五十节
And we look at verse 50.
说弟兄们，我再告诉你们说，血肉之体不能承受神的国，必朽坏的不能承受不朽坏的。
In verse 50, Paul said, I declare to you, brothers, the flesh and the blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable.
我如今把一件奥秘的事告诉你们，我们不是都要睡觉，乃是都要改变。
So I will tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed.
就在一霎时，眨眼之间，号筒末次吹响的时候，因号筒要响，死人要复活，成为不朽坏的。
In the flash, in the twinkling of the eyes,At the last trumpet, all the trumpet will sound. The dead will be raised imperishable, and the way will be changed.
这必朽坏的总要变成不朽坏的，这必死的总要变成不死的。
For the perishable must close itself with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality.
这必朽坏的即变成不朽坏的，这必死的即变成不死的。那时经上所记死被得胜吞没的话就应验了。
When the perishable has been closed with the imperishable and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory.
所以保罗说一件奥秘的事，这件奥秘事是什么呢？说我们不是都要睡觉，刚才也讲了，睡觉就是都要死亡。说我们不是都要死亡，死亡不是必须的，但是有一件事是必须的，是都要改变。
And Paul here tell us the mystery. What is the mystery? The mystery is that we will not die. We will fall into sleep. And when we raise When we wake up again, we will be resurrected.
所以都要改变是必须的，必须要改变。如果不改变的话，你是不能够进神的国的。
And a change is a must. We have to change. If we don't change, we will not enter into the kingdom of God.
这个血肉之体是不能够进到新天新地里面去的。
Our flesh cannot go into the new world.
你说血肉之体不能够承受神的国。
Our flesh cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
所以如果耶稣基督今天来到我们中间，我们这个身体是不能够 被带到天上去的。
So if Jesus Christ come into us today, and our flesh cannot go into the kingdom of heaven.
那怎么办呢？
So
那要改变。
How could we do it? And we have to change.
谁改变呢？是神要改变我们的身体。
Who will you change? God will change our body.
把这个必朽坏的血肉之体改变成为不朽坏的。
And he will change our perishable flesh into an imperishable body.
把我们今天这个必死的变成不死的。
And he will change our today's destined death, the body that is destined to death into an body that never die.
耶稣基督再来的时候，有两部分人。
So when Jesus Christ comes, there are two group of people.
一小部分人是在耶稣基督再来的时候还活着的人。
And a small group are the people who are still alive when Jesus Christ comes.
这些人就不需要再死亡了。
And these people, they are not dead yet.
所以眨眼之间，神就把他的这个身体改变性质。
So in the flesh, in the twinkle of light, twinkle of eyes, and then Jesus Christ will change that perishable body into an imperishable body.
但是还有很多的人是在耶稣基督来以前已经死了，埋在坟墓里了。
And there are many, the bigger group of people who died before Jesus Christ comes, and those people already buried in the tomb.
这些人是耶稣要把他们叫醒。
And these people, Jesus Christ will wake them up.
叫醒以后，因为他们已经死了很长的时间了，他们的身体已经腐烂了，已经朽坏了，已经不能用了。
These group of people, they died a long time ago. Their body decayed, become ashes or dust. Their body is useless.
对神来说，这不是问题。
But in God, this is not a problem.
反正你即使你是一个好的身体，你是一个健康的身体，也不能够进神的国，也要被改变。所以神要把那些睡了的、死了的人，把他们的身体要重新的更新，也要改变。
So God will change all these dead people and change their body to be imperishable.
所以他们要，他们的灵魂要重新回到那个神改变的、复活的、有荣耀的身体。
And then their soul will come back to this resurrected body.
这就是身体复活。
And then this is the resurrection of the body.
所以我信身体复活。
So I believe the resurrection of the body.
所以今天我们在主里边死去的人，我们的盼望是将来我们要身体从坟墓中走出来。神要重新给我们造一个有荣耀的身体。
So for all those who believed Jesus Christ, we believe that when Jesus come, we will come out of the tomb, come out of the tomb, and Jesus Christ will give us an imperishable body.
这个身体，神造的那个身体跟我们原来身体还是有关系的，不是完全没有关系。
And God created a new body for us, still have some relationship with our flesh.Not completely, no relationship.
举一个不恰当的比喻，在美国很多有钱人，他们买一些很老的车，都很破烂了，然后呢，他们把它们翻新，变成一个古董车，
And,
很漂亮。
Let's use an analogy, maybe not accurate. Some of the wealthy people, they buy very old cars, and then they refurbish this old cars, put a new parts into it to become the functional car, but it's still like an antique car.
所以一个很锈迹斑斑的、很没人要的一个车，然后经过翻新以后变成一个很值钱、很闪光的一个车。
So an old, rusty, useless car after the refurbish and become the newly functional car.
但是还是一个车，但是耶稣基督给我们的新的身体，我们原来那个这个身体就相当于一个锈迹斑斑的一个没用的车，
不能够开的车。 Jesus Christ, if you give us a new body, our new body, our old body is like that the rusty, useless car. And our new body looked like this refurbished car.
不仅仅是 car, 而且是能飞的，能够穿墙过壁的，不受这个世界时空限制的那样的。
And our imperishable body is much better than that refurbished car because our body will not be limited by space and time.
所以我信身体复活。
So I believe the resurrection of the body.
所以耶稣基督他复活了，成为我们复活的初熟的果子。
So Jesus Christ, he resurrected. He became the first fruit of the resurrection.
所以当耶稣基督再来的时候，他要把他的拯救完成，把这个败坏的这个世界更新，使我们这些被朽坏的身体，不管是活着的人还是死去的人，都给他更新了。
So, when Jesus Christ comes again, he will complete his salvation. He will change all of our flesh into an imperishable body so that we will have eternal life.
这是我们的盼望。
And this is our belief.
我们把这样的信心持守到底，就必得救。
If we believe, if we hold this faith, and we will be saved.
我们就必身体得赎。
And our body will be saved.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们感谢你给我们这样的应许。
We thank you for this promise.
所以我们的盼望不是只在今生。
Our hope is not just this life.
我们的盼望是将来身体复活。
And our hope is in the eternal resurrection of our body.
是新天新地。
It's the new world.
有义聚在其中。
And it's in the just in it.
让我们快跑来跟随你。
Let us all run and run quickly toward you.
奉耶稣的名。
We pray in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.